Donald Trump is about to become the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. At this hour, the House of Representatives is debating an article of impeachment against the president after pro-Trump extremists stormed the Capitol a week ago. Today, Democratic Representative Kathy Ann Castor of Florida said President Trump is to blame for the attack, and she demanded accountability.
The traitorous incitement of an insurrection demands not just impeachment, but removal of office from office immediately.
And here's Republican Tom Cole of Oklahoma.
We are coming off a horrific event that resulted in 6 deaths. We have an opportunity to move forward, but we cannot if the majority insists on bringing the country through the trauma of another impeachment.
Democratic Senator and Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois joins us now. Senator, it's good to speak with you.
Thank you.
This has never happened before, a president about to be impeached for the second time. How does the gravity of that weigh on you?
Having lived through January 6, 2021, after seeing the videos of what was happening in the Capitol while the Senate was immobilized and ultimately removed from the chamber, I don't believe this president deserves to serve the hour as president of the United States.
Just want to let listeners know you are on a cell phone. That's why it's hard to hear you. We just heard Republicans like Tom Cole say that this impeachment vote is rushed, that it will further divide an already wounded country. Is there not truth to the fact that this country is too hurt to do this again?
I can tell you there has to be accountability for what happened. This president has to answer for inciting a terrorist mob with guns, pipe bombs, Molotov cocktails, violent confrontations, with law enforcement officers ultimately killing one of them who's just doing his duty, and innocent people dying as well. Yes, the president has to be held accountable for it. To say this was just another bad day in the Capitol is to overlook the obvious. This president should be removed from office.
I know you've heard the reporting from the New York Times and others that Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate is pleased that impeachment could purge the president of the Republican Party, but we also see his spokesman tweeting today that McConnell will not move up a Senate trial before the inauguration. What are you hearing about timing in the Senate?
Well, it is likely that we'll be unable to take up this issue until after President-elect Biden is sworn into office on January 20th. But it is within the power and authority of Mitch McConnell to make that happen sooner. If the House votes the articles of impeachment, we should be called back into Washington immediately to do that.
From your reading of the Constitution, does it even allow for an impeachment trial if the president is no longer in office?
Well, there's no clarity because we've never faced anything quite like this before. But I believe that the fact that this president will be the first to have been impeached twice in office speaks for itself. And I think the Senate should move forward. We should have an actual trial. The last time we had a trial on President Trump's impeachment, if you'll remember, Senator McConnell would not allow us to produce any evidence or witnesses. Well, the fact of the matter is we don't need that presentation. We're eyewitnesses to many of us, or eyewitnesses to what actually occurred.
Well, and last time you also only had one Republican to join you in voting to convict, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. You need 67. That would mean 17 Republicans. How close are you to that number?
We haven't taken account. It's not the type of thing that you whip like an ordinary amendment or bill. But I'll tell you, the statements that were made by members of the Republican majority in the Senate of what they saw and what they witnessed and the way they voted, incidentally, on the electoral vote, tells me that they were shaken as much as the Democrats.
Yesterday, 4,327 people in this country died of the coronavirus. Are you certain that a Senate can handle a trial, a raging pandemic, and confirm Joe Biden's cabinet at the same time? How will that work?
Yes. Yes, we can do that. And we will, if it's the assignment of the House is to take up our constitutional responsibility, we will do it. Joe Biden as president will move quickly to do what's necessary to stem this pandemic, and we'll be there to help him. If we have to work a half day on the impeachment trial and a half day to make sure that those timely actions are taken, we can do it.
But there may be more disruptions. Senator, I know the security at the Capitol today is profound. There's major concern about threats ahead of the inauguration next week. Do you expect more violence? Is the Capitol prepared for the days ahead?
Well, we certainly were unprepared for what happened on January the 6th. and the law enforcement that was in place was overwhelmed. We've seen the videos of that. That's not going to happen again. If these people are so foolish as to come back to Washington, they're going to find a much different scene on Capitol Hill. Breaks my heart, I'll tell you. I've worked in and around that Capitol building most of my life, and to think that it's going to become locked down, a stronghold to protect the people who are inside, it hurts. It's a different America.
I can hear that in your voice. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, a Democrat. Thank you for taking time for us on this historic day. I appreciate it.